And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Of the rock that begat thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee.
Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass, that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities into ruinous heaps.
Dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. By his Spirit he hath garnished the heavens, his hand hath formed a crooked serpent. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
The great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors.
When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste defenced cities into ruinous heaps. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which shall help thee. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jezurun, whom I have chosen. Who hath formed a god, or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me. And behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. For Adam was first formed, then Eve.